Here's our good friend, legendary NHL coach, Scotty Bowman is with us. Mr. Bowman, how are you?
Hi, Bob. Hi. Is John with you?
Yeah,
yes,
John's
sir.
Here.
Hey, Scotty, how are you?
Good, John. Good.
The Pittsburgh situation. It has been a longstanding conversation, probably dating back maybe even before this year started, as to what happens to Bylsma if this team doesn't have success. Where is and where should the bar be on the Pittsburgh Penguins? A second-round loss in seven games, is that sufficient cause to make a coaching change, make a general manager change, upend the player situation? Do you think too much has been made of this? Are people overreacting, panicking about a team that didn't get where they wanted to, but really aren't? They're not in horrible shape, are they?
No. But Bob, in our era now with the parity, playoff revenue is huge. You know, the prices go up, especially in the established markets.
Sure.
The players' pool is much different than their salaries are during the season. And so even though they have revenue sharing, and I think it's about 25% of that gate, every home playoff game goes into the league revenue sharing, there's still a lot of other money that's left there, plus the concession. It's a fan fest now. All the rinks have plus a lot of stuff. They let the people in early, and you know they're buying at the stores, the merchandise store. I mean, I think that's what it is now. If you don't get into the playoffs, I mean, well, you know, in Toronto right now, I mean, the Raptors this year, well, how many home games did they get? Four? Or is it four or three?
Four in the playoffs. Yeah, four in the playoffs.
That's huge, especially from with the hockey not making it. And that's what I think is happening. Pittsburgh was, during the season, the second-best team in the East, arguably. You could look at Boston, went wire to wire. Not many teams were. They didn't have any adversity. They didn't have much of a slump.
Right.
But Pittsburgh was on their heels a little bit. But, you know, they had a pretty good season. I forget exactly how many points. Well over 100 points, of course. But it's the playoffs now, and that's how you're going to judge teams. I mean, first you got to get in them for sure. Mm. But when you get in the playoffs, I mean, they want a more successful run. And I think when you take it over a 5-year period, that team lost to the Red Wings in six games in 2008, and then they came back and won the cup in 2009.
Right.
And now then you had the 10, 11, 12, 13. This is the fifth year where you're expecting to get a little bit further. And I think that's what, and there's something wrong. I mean, when you have a 3-1 lead and you have a team that had a pretty good season and let's face it, you look at goaltending. And I mean, I look at the Chicago game last night. I mean, Corey Crawford played out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a vintage Chicago win, but just when they needed it, they got the goaltending.
But here, the interesting thing you say about that, Scotty, in a seven-game series, Marc-Andre Fleury led in less goals than any other seven-game series in Pittsburgh Penguin history, and they still lost.
They couldn't score on the other guy.
That's right.
I'm not putting the finger on Fleury in this one.
Okay.
I'm putting more. I mean, this is the set. Did I read it correct, John? That it was. Is this Lundqvist's seventh game win?
That's right.
Was that right?
Unbelievable. Hey, let me ask you this: when you coached the Penguins, how much of an advantage was that silly old arena that you coached in? Because one of the things that is fascinating to me is this team has not been near as efficient in the playoffs.
Good point.
In the new arena, where the revenues are needed, so the double whammy is they built this beautiful arena, this Console Energy Center. It's fantastic. But it's not home ice anymore because it looks just like everybody else's. And so the old Civic Arena, the one that you coached in, was a huge advantage for the home team. You think?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can argue about home ice different ways. And when you look at the Blackhawks, I mean, they're 6-0 in Chicago. It's a special arena. I think, I forget, last night was their second road win. out of five, I guess, or four or five. And then Minnesota had about the same kind of records that looked the same. But the other series is all visiting team. Yeah, I think it is easier to win away from home now than it was when I was in 20 years ago. I mean, there's no question about it.
So what do you do if you're the Pittsburgh Penguins? Do you clean out the front office? That's the obvious thing to do. That's what most organizations do.
Well, one thing I guess you could look at, Sidney Crosby's been there, let's see now, how many years is it? Six, seven, maybe?
Crosby? Since 2005.
About 8 years, yeah.
Okay, now, you know, arguably, has he ever, like, they did put Malkin with him this series, but Malkin is a center, really, and I mean, I'm not saying the chemistry does, a lot of times it doesn't work with players. It's really strange. It doesn't work with two of the best players in the team. Often they just can't play together. I don't know why, but you can go back in history. But I think, have they ever had a real superstar with him? Like, except for Malkin. I mean, Kunitz is a valuable addition to the team, but you know, I'm not trying to portray Crosby as a guy that needs a lot of help, but I'm not sure if they've got the wingers. You know, initially the cap thing starts to get in the way, because you have a goalie making a lot of money, mm-hmm. you have a couple of defensemen making a lot of money, then you get a couple of forwards making close to 8.7, I guess, and it, you know, you got to be that core is so crucial to a team. The Hawks have been so fortunate. I mean, and they know it. Getting your hands on Taves and Kane, and then they already had Seabrook and Keith developing as 22, 23-year-olds, and you know, you go and then you pick up a Hossa. I mean, he's been a real horse for them for the 3-4 years he's been there, and you know, I don't know about Gras. I mean, it looks like their supporting cast to me has not been strong enough. And I mean, and it's not easy to get those kind of players. Everybody's trying to get them, you know?
So you think this is a player issue as opposed to a coaching or managing issue?
Well, yeah, I don't know much about Bylsma at all. I mean, he's you know, you win a cup in this league, and I mean, there's a lot of coaches that won one cup and ended up getting fired for sure. But I don't know. Crosby's numbers kind of are astounding, in the fact I saw them the other day, I guess it was his career, 1.3-something, 0.75. Mm-hmm. And that's over, I guess, his 8 seasons. But, you know, I thought he's head and shoulders one of the top players in the league. And, you know, he missed a couple of years, and, you know, he's overcoming injuries. And it seems he got in a lot of battles in this series, you know, with I don't think the Rangers are that. I mean, they're a team of guys that did play a pretty aggressive brand of hockey, and in the playoffs, you know, you get away with quite a bit. I think in the playoffs you get away with more stuff after the play stops. You know, the coaches are always saying, "Look, we're going to play real tough. We're going to play hard, whistle to whistle." But now it's post whistle. There's a lot of pushing and shoving, and you know, the referees are looking at the game. They don't want to decide this game because somebody pushed a guy down. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, we're not going to resolve the Pittsburgh situation. It'll resolve itself one way or the other, but always interested in your viewpoint on things. We thank you as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Be well.
Okay, boys.